I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, another round of tariffs. Trump says he didn't know, and a record number of women in the running. Plus, the Saudi crown prince goes to Hollywood, smart speaker turned intercom, and the Dollaritas are back. That and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, April 6th. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. If you love listening to The Newsworthy on the go, you'll probably love listening to a book on the go as well, especially for those longer commutes or when you're traveling. And right now, you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook that you can keep no matter what. So check it out at audibletrial.com/thenewsworthy. That's audibletrial.com/thenewsworthy. Get a free trial, a free audiobook, and support the show. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. Retaliation for the retaliation. President Trump now wants the U.S. to consider even more tariffs on Chinese products coming into the U.S., like triple the amount of tariffs he originally suggested. Remember, earlier this week, President Trump laid out a list of $50 billion worth of tariffs on products coming from China. And then China said, oh yeah, and laid out $50 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods going to China. So now, this latest announcement for another $100 billion of tariffs takes it yet another step further. Now, we wait to see how China reacts. China did already file a complaint with the World Trade Organization over this. Keep in mind, none of these tariffs are actually set in motion yet. President Trump says this is all happening because China uses unfair practices. Supporters say it's the right move. But these back-and-forth threats are making fears of a full-on trade war even worse. Farmers and other businesses rely on trade with China. To be continued. For the first time, President Trump said he didn't know about the hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. You know, the adult film star who says she was paid not to talk about an alleged affair with the president? Well, Trump told reporters yesterday he didn't know about the $130,000, but the Washington Post says he didn't answer a question about whether or not a fund of his was used for the payment. It's not clear if he avoided it or didn't hear the question or something else. Remember, Trump's personal lawyer has said he, the lawyer, was the one to pay his own money and that the Trump campaign at least never paid him back. The entire payment has been called into question, some wondering if it broke campaign finance laws. There's a record number of women running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. And the AP says there are places where there's never been a woman representative there. In fact, 4 out of 5 members of the U.S. House right now are men. The record number of women are in the running for the midterm elections coming up this November. Of course, they'd still have to make it through primaries and actually win the election to get the seats in Congress. The already record number of women, by the way, is expected to go up again. There's still time in a bunch of states before the deadline to file. America's top doctor wants more people to have access to a drug meant to reverse an overdose from opioids. Think heroin or oxycodone. The drug is called naloxone. And the U.S. Surgeon General issued an advisory this week saying more Americans should carry it. Dr. Jerome Adams says if you have naloxone nearby when someone overdoses, it can save his or her life. And he felt strong enough about the issue that he made it a Surgeon General's advisory. ABC News reports it's been more than a decade since a Surgeon General put out a public health advisory, and that the last one was about prenatal alcohol exposure. Saudi Arabia's crown prince made a trip to Hollywood this week. Mohammed bin Salman, or MBS as he's known, mingled with Hollywood execs and celebrities like The Rock. Hollywood is interested because they see a big opportunity in Saudi Arabia. The country will be allowing movie theaters and Western entertainment for the first time in 35 years. Yes, movies have been banned for decades. So Hollywood execs are looking for deals. The Wall Street Journal reports some expect a box office in Saudi Arabia of about $1 billion within 5 years. But there were protesters outside the party as well. Activists called out violence against Yemen and oppression of women. The first movie theater is set to open soon in Saudi Arabia, April 18th, and it'll show the superhero movie Black Panther. All right, other things people may be talking about today. There's been another data breach, this time at Delta Airlines. Delta says hundreds of thousands of customers could have had their credit card info exposed. The Wall Street Journal reports it's because of another company that runs a chat feature on the Delta website. And the hack happened last year between September and October. Delta says it's credit card info only, no passport information. Delta is saying, I got you if you had any unauthorized charges, and the airline will notify customers that may have been affected. Amazon's smart speaker, the Amazon Echo, just became a sort of intercom system if you have more than one. It's all thanks to a function called Alexa Announcements. TechCrunch says you can tell one Echo to announce that dinner is ready, for example, and it'll say dinner is ready on every connected device, so no more yelling up the stairs. And it's probably Amazon's way to try and sell you more than one smart speaker at a time. Fresh food on other planets. We're a step closer now. German scientists in Antarctica have harvested the first crop of veggies grown without, wait for it, Earth, daylight, or pesticides. The New York Post reports NASA has grown greens on the International Space Station before, but this project hopes to grow even more. So far, about 8 pounds of greens, cucumbers, radishes, tomatoes, herbs, and more. Well, it's -4 degrees outside. The hope is to grow veggies on Mars or the moon one day. The Dollarita is back. Applebee's says the $1 margarita will be around for the entire month of April. Applebee's is bringing it back after it was very successful in October. Happy Friday. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. If we aren't connected yet on Instagram, be sure to find me at Erica Mandy News and say hello. And don't forget to tell all your people about the Newsworthy. I so appreciate you sharing it. If you just want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about today, head on over to thenewsworthy.com and find today's show notes by clicking episodes and then today's date. The Newsworthy is always ready for you here every day, Monday through Friday, by 4 a.m. Eastern Time. So we'll talk again on Monday. Have a great weekend.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.